This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You going to watch the debate tonight? 9 p.m. Eastern. President Biden, Donald Trump.
President Biden and Donald Trump will debate tonight in Atlanta in a primetime showdown with enormous stakes.
Is anybody going to watch the debate?
A lot likely will.
Tens of millions of people, potentially as many as 70, 80 million people.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a good reason.
This could be considered the most important presidential debate of all time.
The race is very tight. The nation very divided, and political consultant Philippe Reines notes for the first time two men who've already held the office are meeting again 4 years later with no love lost.
Don't like each other, haven't seen each other, pretty rusty, heading into the biggest night of their lives. That about sums up what's at stake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oh, that heat. Temperature could hit 100 degrees plus in Bakersfield, California this weekend. The Weather Service warning of dangerous heat in the central U.S. this week, too. Now to concerns about sewage and garbage in camps for displaced Palestinians. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Families in Gaza are facing growing health risks from exposure to sewage and waste. In Gaza's tent camps for displaced families, children trudge through water contaminated with sewage and climb growing mounds of garbage. People relieve themselves in pits covered with burlap, with nowhere nearby to wash their hands. Gaza's hygiene and sanitation system has been decimated by Israel's eight-month offensive in the besieged enclave. Hepatitis A cases are rising, and doctors fear a cholera outbreak is likely.
The AAA predicts more than 70 million of us will travel for the July 4th holiday, the rush already ramping up. This is AP News. And now to a deal between NASA and a company controlled by Elon Musk. The AP's Haya Panjwani.
NASA has given SpaceX an $843 million contract to build a vehicle that will bring the International Space Station out of its longtime orbit of Earth when its operating lifespan ends in a few more years. SpaceX, a privately held company controlled by technology mogul Elon Musk, will build the vehicle that will bring down the International Space Station. But NASA will still oversee the eventual mission. The International Space Station was launched in 1998 and is expected to be needed to be brought out of orbit by 2030. Crews have been staffing the International Space Station since 2000. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Tens of thousands of species are now threatened with extinction, according to an international conservation organization. It blames climate change in part and human activity, like illicit trade. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.